Ladies and gentlemen, things are about to get real up in here.
And now, coming to you not exactly live from
the Cliffs of Insanity,
a man who needs no introduction.
Don't open that! It's an alien planet! Is there air? You don't know!
That intrepid arch-geekologist, Indiana Jim.
You have chosen wisely.
Don't tell me you've never heard of me.
I'll explain. And I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
You, boy, are arrogant, hot-tempered, and entirely too bold.
I like that. Reminds me of me.
Maybe you're the plucky comic relief? Do you ever think about that?
I don't believe I've ever seen such a display of courage, skill. Grace, stupidity.
Why are you listening to this fellow? May I remind you, he's wearing a costume, not a uniform.
I have entertained in all the courts of Europe and speak a ready wit in their every tongue.
I told you I was famous.
I am Indiana Jim. Hello again. How is everyone? Probably hemorrhaged 90% of my subscribers. I don't know, maybe not. But here I am. And I'll bet you saw this pop up in the feed and got really excited, maybe. And that's okay. I don't blame you for being excited at hearing the sound of my voice. It is a luxurious and wondrous thing to behold, certainly. But I'm here in my basement, surrounded by a mattress on my left, a blanket in front of me, a blanket on my right. I got 99 problems and a place to record ain't one. And so here I am recording and speaking to you. So I mentioned things are about to get real up in here. And I mean that sincerely. It's high time that the Adventures of Indiana Jim became what I have been hoping to make it. Which is a family of podcasts. And you are going to get one all about the kind of the independent publishing. It's going to be more of a news and commentary format at first. I'm toying with titles Indies, you know, INDY apostrophe S, INDIES. I've thought about going indie, INDY. Indiana Jim's Indie Pub Review. I mean, I don't know. I'm willing to take suggestions down in the comments and the show notes, or you can email podcast@indianajim.net and it will get to me, or you can tweet me @IndianaJim and that sort of thing. I'm going to have a overall media kind of review, basically the catch-all, what typically has been the Adventures of Indiana Jim, but focused more on media. Focused more on movies and TV and just overall geeky stuff. I thought about calling it Arch Geekology 101. We do have already the Geekology podcast out there. So Arch Geekology 101, the Intrepid Geek, perhaps. Indiana Jim's Intrepid Geek. I think that could work. And then there's going to be one, Indiana Jim's Bookology, which is going to be more centered on the books I'm reading and the books I'm enjoying and what's making them work and what makes them tick. Now the Indies show, or Going Indie, or whatever that's going to be. I will occasionally, you know, interview some people that are doing things on the independent side, maybe the hybrid author. See what they're doing. Also kind of chronicling my adventure in independent publishing, which I plan on having some more adventures coming up. So right now I'm looking at 3 podcasts, and the benefit of that is it is stuff I'm passionate about. I dumped the football thing. I'm not as passionate about that anymore. As I was, but I am passionate about making my way in independent publishing, trying to at least. I am passionate about books. I'm trying to read more of late, you know, on my little Kindle Paperwhite. get some more reading in me. And then, of course, I'm always watching movies and TV, so I can always catch up on that. Probably we'll have a lot of Star Wars discussion because, man, I'm even considering doing a Star Wars only show, but there really are a lot of Star Wars only shows out there providing their input and commentary. So maybe I'll just, every once in a while say, okay, this is a Star Wars episode. We're talking about Star Wars, you know, we're talking about the, casting announcement for episode 7, which will probably be the next first episode of whatever that show is. So Indy's Intrepid Geek, or Indiana Jim, the Intrepid Geek, starring Indiana Jim. The Intrepid Geek, hosted by Indiana Jim. Indiana Jim's The Intrepid Geek, featuring Indiana Jim. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But I do definitely plan on having guests, co-hosts, a rotating panel of co-hosts there. So we'll see what happens. You know, not every week, but, and that's the other thing, is I do plan on 3 weekly shows. I mean, I gotta make it happen. I've gotta make it work. There's no excuse anymore. My kids are old enough that they're very much self-sufficient. It's been quite a while since I actually produced anything on The Adventures of Indiana Jim. So, now again, The Adventures of Indiana Jim will be the umbrella. That will be the site. The site will feature all episodes. So there will be a master feed for all 3 shows. Basically, you want to get all 3 shows, you just keep the feed you have right now, and you'll be set. When I get the other 3 shows going, I'll have subdomains on the IndianaJim.net site, and then we'll go from there. For now, everything will be on the master feed. and then whatever other little things I produce and put out will be on that master feed there. There is a friend of mine who we are considering starting our own podcast together. Called The Valiant Life, and that'll be more faith-based. Probably, I don't know that it'll fall under the umbrella of The Adventures of Indiana Jim here, because The Adventures of Indiana Jim were all about archgeekology, the study of archgeekology. And, but archgeekology just doesn't sound right, because it sounds like you're just saying archgeekology. Archgeekology just doesn't roll off the tongue. So here I am, and I've got a Lexicon. What is this? Lexicon MX400XL FX processor, basically using it for compression. It seems to add a nice little flavor to the sound overall. I'm actually borrowing it from church because we're not using it in our live sound application. We have used it. I have used it in the past. I am the technical director there. But it just doesn't fit what we need. It doesn't work for our room. And it's very, in a live application, it adds a lot of high-end, almost hiss to it, to the sound. So it just didn't work. So I'm borrowing it. May buy it from the church at some point. I don't know. As long as it works, I'm thinking about, maybe saving up and getting a real good analog, vocal preamp and compressor. Not sure. Definitely not getting a Behringer, because Behringer sucks. Ugh. Yeah. I will never, ever, ever buy another piece of Behringer gear. I can guarantee you that. So we're coming up on 8 minutes, and I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that this is happening. What I'm going to do is go upstairs, and I'm going to start working on artwork for each of the shows. It shouldn't take too terribly long to put together. I'm going to go kind of for a general, branding. I don't know. Something that is similar across all 3 artwork things. So, anyway, what I may do is, I do have podcast.indianajim.net as the main site for the show. What the show has been. I've even toyed with the idea of asking T. Morris if I can just take Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, because that's pretty much what I write mostly. But I have a space opera thing going. And this will be interesting to you. It's called The Outlander Project. I may have mentioned this before. It's going to start out as a series, serialized short fiction, to end up being in an anthology, kind of like season one collection, except it won't be season one. It'll be just, you know, like series one or whatever. Yeah, I'll go British on you like that. You know, series one or arc one, or I don't know what it'll be. But hopefully very, very soon I will have the first story up for purchase on Amazon and all your various ebook type venues. The e-publishing is a little bit intimidating to me. Still, I feel like there's a lot to do. You know, there's a lot. There's, you know, there's Amazon, there's Nook, there's Kobo, there's, you know, there's Smashwords, you know, there's all these different platforms. And now Smashwords, I guess, is pretty good at putting everything on multiple platforms. But, you know, if this is going to be a publishing business, you know, I can put it up on Smashwords, but I think Smashwords is a little less than pro, you know, a little less than professional. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But you know what? You could always, tell me, you know, email me. Not so much on the voicemail these days. Pretty much going to stick with email and Twitter. You know, I realize that you're sitting in your car, you can dial up a phone number, but it's just so much work to get the voicemails in the show. And that's kind of, I mean, you know my track record with voicemails. It was never very good. So, it's just, that's the way it is. Maybe MP3 comments, you could always record something. But I know that takes a little more work on your part. Here I am trying to like, not do work. So, but hey, it's my show. So, you know, if that's the way it's got to be, then that's the way it's got to be. But I do, you know, I do want to get other voices on the show. That's the thing. Maybe I'll just open it up for Skype calls, you know? Hey, you schedule a time with me. You can be on this week's episode. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that's where I'm at. Thanks very much for hanging on. You know, you've got the feed open. I have toyed with the idea of podcasting the short fiction. You know, I don't know if I'm doing it. I don't know how to do it. It seems like I would need a separate feed for each thing. And just, we're talking subdomain upon subdomain upon subdomain. And, you know, that's a lot of work. I know there's still people subscribed to The Last Guardians audio feed. That is one of the things that's in the process of being edited for publication. And maybe when I get that done, I will podcast that on that Last Guardians that, oh, I may have ditched that. I don't remember. I may have, canceled the domain on that. I mean, it's still a subdomain of IndianaGym.net, but whatever. We'll see what happens. I would like to put something on there, for all the people that have been waiting for it. Yeah, and then all that recording that I had people do, and oh gosh, I feel awful. But hey, it'll all make for a great book trailer, audio book trailer, audio book promo. Yeah. Maybe I'll get Andrew Gilbertson over at, No Line Media to put together a video trailer with the audio that I've got. But he's a busy man. He works for a living. So do I. And that's another thing. The current job that I'm in, much less stress, much happier where I'm at, still getting the same pay. Still in the optical eyeglasses industry, just working for a wholesale lab now in the finishing department and doing various and sundry, lab type tasks. It's good because guess what? I get to listen to podcasts all day long. They pay me to listen to podcasts and I've got the bug again. And that's kind of what's led me to this place and being in a much happier place. I feel more open creatively speaking. Playing a lot of guitar lately. The writing seems to be picking up. So, I'm in a happy place. This is a good place. So thanks very much for listening. I've rambled on long enough. Be watching this space for the return of the Adventures of Indiana Jim. The Holy Trinity of the Adventures of Indiana Jim. That's right. Three podcasts, three weekly shows. I should be able to make it work. I should be able to, in those three spheres, there's always something going on, so I should always be able to present something to talk about. And you and I can have a discussion together, because that's what podcasting is. It's a great vehicle for networking and building an audience and a tribe. And I'm using my announcer voice. Speaking of announcer voices, I need to record something for a friend of mine for a Star Wars audio drama, which I'll be doing that on Saturday, and tonight's Friday. So anyway, that's enough of me. I've stapled my fedora to my head, and I'm riding off into the sunset.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Indiana Jim, a production of Visionary Creative Works. Visit podcast.indianajim.net and leave comments on the blog. Send in your emails and audio feedback to podcast@indianajim.net. I'm Dr. John Smaugg. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.